The Mysterious Horrors of Sodom and Gomorrah. In the flow of biblical history, few stories capture the imagination and impart moral lessons as powerfully as the tale of Sodom and Gomorrah. These two ancient cities, infamous for their extreme depravity, stand as a clear lesson of God's justice and the eternal battle between sin and righteousness. The story, deeply embedded in the teachings of God, not only exposes the dire consequences of moral degradation, but also reflects the infinite mercy and justice of the Almighty. As we delve into the mysterious horrors of Sodom and Gomorrah, we will clearly see the darkness of sin, the heartfelt intercession of Abraham, the dramatic rescue of Lot, and the ultimate destruction, all serving as a divine warning for all generations. Like a solemn symphony, this story not only reminds us of the immeasurable consequences of depravity, but also of God's great grace and justice, calling each of us to return to righteousness and truth. 1. The City of Sin. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah unfolds from the early pages of Genesis, during the time of Abraham. These two great cities, once renowned for their wealth and prosperity, had plunged into the depths of moral and spiritual decay. Their sins were not merely earthly evils, but had reached the very ears of God. In Genesis 18:20, the Lord declares, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grievous." This pronouncement was a signal for a grand intervention that was soon to come. The sins of Sodom and Gomorrah were not just isolated acts of wickedness, but a collection of various forms of depravity. Tradition often points to sexual immorality as the primary sin, which is evidenced by the vile actions of the city's inhabitants toward Lot's angelic guests in Genesis 19. However, their depravity did not end there. Ezekiel 16:49-50 expands on this, stating, "Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. Therefore, I did away with them, as you have seen." This passage exposes the complexity of their sins: pride, gluttony, indifference to the suffering of others, and disregard for divine principles. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah were engulfed in a culture of self-satisfaction and cruelty, ignoring the basic values of hospitality and kindness, which were cherished virtues in ancient times. 2. Abraham's intercession. Amidst the storm of moral decline, Abraham emerged as a shining beacon of faith and righteousness. When God revealed his plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham's reaction was not one of confusion, but a surge of compassion and deep concern. He approached God with a mix of humility and boldness, asking, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked?" Genesis 18:23. Abraham's plea was not just a cry for mercy, but a call for divine justice. He continued to negotiate step by step, from 50 righteous people to 45, 40, 30, 20, and finally 10. Each time, God agreed to spare the cities if that number of righteous people could be found. This dialogue not only paints a picture of divine mercy, but also highlights the power of intercessory prayer and faith. Abraham's intercession is a reflection of Jesus Christ, who intercedes for humanity before the Father. Just as Abraham tirelessly pleaded for the lives of the righteous, Jesus offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice, continuously advocating for our redemption and salvation. In this intercession, we see boundless love and infinite mercy, a testament to the power of faith and sacrifice. 3. The divine messengers. The arrival of the two angels in Sodom was like a glimmering light in the midst of a dark storm. Disguised as ordinary men, they were welcomed by Lot, Abraham's nephew, with hospitality, a rare virtue in the shadow of the city's darkness. Lot, with divine intuition, recognized the supernatural nature of his guests and earnestly invited them to stay in his home, offering the protection and kindness that Sodom sorely lacked. As night fell, the dark veil of Sodom lifted to reveal a horrific scene. The men of the city surrounded Lot's house, demanding that the guests be brought out to them to satisfy their vile intentions. Lot's response, desperate and heartbreaking, saw him offer his daughters to the mob in a bid to protect his guests. Though shocking to modern sensibilities, this act exposes the severity of the situation and the deep moral decay of the city's inhabitants. God's intervention was not delayed. the angels with supernatural power struck the mob with blindness, highlighting the darkness in their intentions and the moral corruption in Sodom. This dramatic moment, like a stormy wave, unveiled the impending judgment, serving as a stern warning of the consequences of unchecked sin. 4. The escape and destruction. When the fate of the city was sealed, the angels urgently instructed Lot and his family to flee Sodom immediately. "Flee for your lives, don't look back, and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." Genesis 19:17. This urgent command was not just a serious warning, but also a painful call to awaken, reflecting the severity of the impending destruction and the crucial need for obedience. Lot's family, in a state of panic, hesitated and delayed. The angels, with untold mercy, personally led them out of the city, marking a profound act of love and concern from God. As they departed the city, now engulfed in destruction, the Lord rained down burning sulfur and fire from heaven, consuming Sodom and Gomorrah in a sea of flames, erasing every trace of the cities and their inhabitants. The destruction was absolute, a vivid testament to God's judgment against sin. In a moment of tragic disobedience, Lot's wife could not resist her attachment to the dark past. She looked back at the burning cities and was instantly transformed into a pillar of salt. Her fate serves as a stark warning, reflecting the dangers of longing for a sinful past and the vital importance of complete obedience to God's commands. 5. A lesson for all generations. The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is not just a scar in the flow of history, it is a tearful moral and spiritual lesson for all generations. The story not only exposes the devastating consequences of sin, but also serves as a profound lesson in living a life that aligns with God's divine will. It shows that while God is just and will not tolerate sin, He is also the source of boundless mercy, always opening the path of redemption for those who seek forgiveness. In the New Testament, Sodom and Gomorrah are often referenced as vivid symbols of God's final judgment. In 2 Peter 2:6-8, the apostle writes, "If He condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if He rescued Lot, a righteous man, who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment." This passage not only reinforces the dual themes of judgment and mercy, but also serves as a resounding call to awareness. It reminds us that God's justice will never be eclipsed, but His mercy always reaches out to those hearts that turn to Him in faith and repentance. Like a torch illuminating the darkness, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah invites each of us to live a meaningful life and strive toward eternal salvation. 6. Modern reflections. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah continues to resonate in our time, like a mirror reflecting the world we live in. Are we like the inhabitants of those ancient cities, swept away by pride, indifference, and moral decay? Or are we striving to live lives of righteousness, filled with compassion and obedience to God's will? In a world often divided, unjust, and morally ambiguous, the lessons from Sodom and Gomorrah call out fervently, urging us to examine our hearts and actions. We are reminded of the value of hospitality, kindness, and standing against evil. As Christians, we are called to be the salt of the earth, preserving and illuminating God's divine values within our communities. Prayer and intercession remain powerful weapons in our spiritual arsenal. Just as Abraham continuously interceded for the righteous in Sodom, we too can take time to pray for our families, communities, and nation. We can ask God to guide us, protect us from all temptations, and lead us on the path of righteousness, a light in the darkness. 7. Conclusion. The mysterious horrors of Sodom and Gomorrah are not just a story of destruction, but a profound lesson in justice, mercy, and the power of faith. As we reflect on this biblical story, may the lessons from it ignite within us the inspiration to live lives that honor God, embodying compassion, hospitality, and unwavering faith in His promises. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, in the grace of Jesus Christ, May we be strengthened in our resolve to follow God's will, avoiding the pitfalls of sin, and embracing the path of righteousness. Let us remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. As we strive to live by these principles, may the story of Sodom and Gomorrah serve not only as a warning, but as a beacon of hope, guiding us toward a future where our faith stands firm and we shine brightly as examples of God's love and mercy in a world that desperately needs His light.